Gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You have landed on my porch. Grab a chair. Have a seat. Get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how to grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I've used every single day to grow my own businesses over the last several years. We are focusing in specifically on search engine optimization, technology, and social media so that you can survive and thrive even into the headwinds that may exist in your business today. This week, we are talking about updating old website content. It is an often overlooked part of your overall content strategy. It's very important. We talked specifically about how the age of a page on your website is very important in the Google algorithm. It allows Google to know that you have been around, you've had traffic, and that you are trustworthy and a subject matter expert on whatever that page is about. We spent some time this week talking about updating both high-performing pages and low-performing pages. We've spent time talking about interlinking and why it's important. I even gave you a very specific cheat code yesterday called a listicle. Today, we're going to talk about video and article. As we look at the recycling of content and updating pages, one of the things that we need to make sure we're doing is getting as much use out of your work as possible. What I mean by that is if you've got 75 pages on your website and they are articles, they're doing well, but you have no video, you're missing a golden opportunity. You have the ability to quickly produce a video around that same article that you've published. You can look at your 5 or 10 highest performing pages and focus there first to get video put together for them. You'll want to publish that video to a separate page that has a link back to the written article. You can also put at the top of your article, click here to watch a video about this topic that takes them over to the other page if they prefer video instead of reading. One of the things that now has happened with the way Google indexes pages, if you have more than 500 words on a page and it has a video, the video is not getting indexed by the algorithm. You have to have that video on a page separate from your long form article for the video to be indexed. What you've got here is the potential to be indexed for the same subject twice if you've got both a written article and a video. This is a way for you to go back and reuse something that you've already done. You can clean the article up and then subsequently also produce a video. And if you go, Uncle Ron, I don't know what to say when I produce that video, take your written article, copy and paste it into an AI chatbot window and tell the chatbot to rewrite this as a 3-minute video script spoken by a single person. What's going to happen? It's going to put together the script for you that can be read. It's even going to tell you what to put in as the scene changes with pictures and B-roll. Now you've done a lot of the heavy lifting and can get that produced very quickly. You can go out to Fiverr and have somebody finish the production for you. I've actually got someone who will do voiceovers so that I don't have to spend the time recording the script. What you're trying to do is to take that and use it in another form. Once it's been on your website, you can then a week later go take it to YouTube and you can proliferate a YouTube channel and leverage that search engine as well. You're getting more bang for the buck. The flip side of that is also true. If you've got video that doesn't have an article that corresponds to the video, get a transcription of the video, take that transcription, stuff it into an AI bot and say, I need an article that is going to go on the website, have it write it for you so that you can easily edit it and publish it. This is a quick way to make your website bigger, to put content in the hands of the person who prefers one medium over the other, and allows you to take it to many different places. Here's the one thing that I'm going to tell you that some people overlook. A lot of us will produce a video on the fly. We will do it in our car. We will do it from a park. We will do it from wherever. We will put that on our social media feed. so that we can interact with our audience. What's happening at that point, it stays there. We don't pick it up and take it and move it on to other mediums. If you go back and you look through your social posts and your YouTube, you want to make sure that you've created articles on your website, videos on your website that pertain to those things that you put into the social realm or the YouTube realm that were spur of the moment. It's a way to gather additional ideas, topics, questions, problems that can go on your website. You're now getting more bang for the buck. It's how you continually find new things. If you're putting stories on Instagram and you're doing that on the regular, are you making sure that those topic ideas that are part of those stories are winding up as pages on your website? Not necessarily an update to the content that's there, but you're leveraging what you've already done from a recycle standpoint. All of this works together. This is how you create a massive web so that the spider can eat the bugs as they get caught in the web. I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch this week. We've talked specifically about updating old website content, and we've talked about how to take and recycle and reuse and keep the machine rolling and updating things that have worked for us in the past. If you don't have a clue what to do with any of this, go to SprocketOps.com. Hit the contact form. Give me your name, your email, your phone number. Let's have a conversation about how I can help you grow your business beyond just listening to the podcast. Next week, we're going to talk about content distribution because you need to have a plan for how you distribute the content. I will see you next week here on the porch.